Gwenna Richardson is a staff member at UAS Ketchikan, and she knows the designated smoking area she has been using will disappear, but she doesn't know where she will go.
Don't know yet. Down the street or out in the woods or something. I don't know.
The policy isn't just for cigarettes either. Vice Chancellor for Administration for UAS, Michael Seary, says it applies to all forms of smoke and tobacco.
You would not be allowed to smoke tobacco cigarettes or to use chew or electronic cigarettes, but you would also not be allowed to smoke clove cigarettes, for instance, that might not have tobacco in it but are still generating smoke.
The policy extends to all university property, which doesn't always have an obvious border.
On the Ketchikan campus and on the Juneau campus, we're fairly porous. There are lots of ways to walk onto campus. There's many front doors. It becomes a lot less clear, I should say, about where are those boundaries.
The boundaries don't include smoking inside a private vehicle parked on campus, so people could smoke in their cars. Richardson says that will create a different problem.
They can smoke in their cars, but the butts are going to go in the parking lot, and it's just going to trash it.
She says she will be all right under the new policy, but others might have a harder time adapting. Vice Chancellor Seary says he isn't sure if the new policy will drive people away who might otherwise come to the university, or perhaps make it a more welcoming place for people who can't tolerate smoke, but the university isn't trying to pick sides.
You know, smoking is a real issue, and that, you know, people who smoke, you know, have their sets of needs as well. But, you know, as a university, we need to be sensitive to the needs of everyone and balance them as best we can.
He says each campus will have some leverage as to how they enforce and implement the ban, but it will be consistent across the system that the University of Alaska is tobacco and smoke-free. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Ruth Eddy.